Hi, everyone. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Nicolette.
And you're listening to the Her Beautiful Hustle podcast. We are two women on a mission to help and inspire other women just trying to live their best lives.
Come tell us your story.
If you wanted to, could get it, just a diamond in the rough. And you always shine bright, even when things get tough. Keep your head held high, straighten out your crown. Here to pick you up whenever you feeling down. Remember to never give up and keep pushing through. Believe in yourself, dreams do come true. Hard work, dedication, and commitment is the key. Keep showing up, being all that you could be. Just know that you're not alone. Be proud of your success. Stay focused on the prize, more peace, no stress. Gotta live your best life. Bask in all your glory. We promote women empowerment. Come tell us your story.
So, Nikki, as a kid, I wanted to be just like today's guest. And honestly, I still kind of do as I approach
40. I can totally see why. I mean, there's so much.
Yes. So Joanna Bodero, my cousin, is this week's guest. She goes by many names. Some of you may know her as Joanna. Some of you may know her as JoJo. Some of you may know her as Canella. And Valentina knows her as Mommy. But she'll get into all that and where all those nicknames came from. And she is, I know, I feel like we say this about every guest, but she is literally like one busy woman. She runs her own wellness and fitness studio in Miami called Ocean Life Studio that she runs with her husband. So she runs like the medical wellness side of it, but she also teaches several really unique fitness classes at it. She works per diem as a physician's assistant. And this was, for us, I would say it was probably one of the toughest interviews to get scheduled between all of our schedules, but we got it in. We had a hard stop time, which I know, Nikki, you love a good hard stop on your schedule. There was a little bit of a Wi-Fi issue, so she had to move from her office to the main studio, and then at one point she had to go outside, so there is some background noise, but not to worry. It really does not detract at all from her interview. We like to pride ourselves in, you know, being real life here, and there's a bunch of that in this episode for sure.
One of my favorite parts is when you hear the motorcycles on the streets and the cars and just like this, what you would think it would be like to be on the street of in Miami at, you know, dinner time.
Right. So Joanna is also a breast cancer survivor, and we really barely touched upon that. So there's definitely going to be a part two to talk about that whole experience that she had.
The Ocean Life Studio journey was so, just, you know, owning my own small business. So anyone who is a small business owner, a small but mighty business owner, or is contemplating being one, I just loved how real she was about talking about her struggles of what it was like to open a business, from a financial perspective, from a personality perspective. You know, she really dove into like what it takes when you have to work with a landlord and how important that person is in the equation, and just making sure that they're committed to your mission, just like you are, because that was a struggle for her when she first opened. And then I just loved how, you know, she opened this right before COVID started, and then gyms, health, wellness centers, as much as I personally think that they were so, so needed, and I wish we could have done a better job figuring out how to get those, you know, opened sooner. She had to pivot like almost immediately in her business plan. And she went from, you know, having one thought of how she was going to have this health and wellness studio to then incorporating all these new regulations that COVID was placing on. And she took advantage of it. She started offering COVID testing and some other concierge medical services that it was so cool to see how she just, you know, rolled with the punches. I'm sure it was a lot easier for us to hear it than it was for her to live through, but that was super cool. And then the final service that she's added on when she knew like she needed to up her, what would attract people to her studio, is when she added those special either Lotus or Lion retreats that they're now doing. And just so, so cool. What a great business mind she has. So sit back. I know we talked a lot about her. She's going to talk even more. We're not really even doing her justice, but please enjoy Joanna, JoJo, whatever you refer to her as.
Fun fact, she was our second person we've ever featured on her Beautiful Hustle Instagram page too. So you can go back and scroll down and see that as well.
Enjoy.
Welcome to the podcast, Joanna. So right off the bat, I'm going to say up front that we're going to definitely have to have you back for a part two, because I know that there's no way that we're going to be able to tell your whole story in 1 hour. So I'm just going to give our listeners that up front. She will be back. And also, so today, what I would like to focus on is your career as a physician's assistant and also your amazing studio, Ocean Life Studios. And so basically, we'll just kick things off and tell us who you are, where you're from, and what you do, and definitely give us all your nicknames.
Exactly. All right. So I have, like she said, multiple nicknames. My full name is Joanna. But growing up, people had a hard time saying it. It was always Jonah or Joe or many different forms of this, right? Joanna was very hard for people to say. So young, in my teenage years, I adapted the nickname JoJo. A lot of people started calling me JoJo, and I was dancing in my teenage and 20s for about a decade, JoJo. Then I started doing capoeira, a Brazilian martial arts, and in part of that martial arts, you get a nickname. So I got Canela, and Canela means cinnamon, and it was because of the color of my skin. So then everyone started calling me Canela. So basically right now, depending on what group of people I'm with, I have a different name. So if I'm at work in the hospital, I sign all my prescriptions Joanna, obviously. So my colleagues call me Joanna. If you knew me from my 20s or from my family, they all call me JoJo. And then now my current name in my like art field is Canela. So in yoga, capoeira, at Ocean Life Studio, everyone calls me Canela. So that's the story of the name.
So, I'd love to hear their stories of origin.
So you're working as a physician's assistant and you're running your own business, Ocean Life Studio. So tell us about why you chose to become a physician assistant.
All right, so I was dancing in New York City, and it was a career that I loved, but I don't know if it loved me. So I was always going to auditions, and I was always waiting for that magical moment, and then I was bartending. And at one point, I'm like, I can't be a bartender the rest of my life. This is not, you know, for me. So even though I love dance, and I really enjoyed that time of my life, it became a point where I was like this, you know, between injuries and auditions and it's just, and bartending, I was like, this is not longevity, right? So at that point, I thought I missed the opportunity for medical school because I was older than people who are already finished with medical school. And so I looked into physician assistant because it's a shorter schooling process. So I was like, oh, this is great. You know, I can do the same thing in less time. So I went to PA school at Cornell Medical, New York City. And I loved the school. I loved the experience. I thought I was going to work in surgery the rest of my life. And then after working in surgery for a few years, I said, no, I did neurosurgery for a long time. And that's crazy. Wow. You're doing surgery at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I mean, it's nice work, but not a nice lifestyle. So I'm like, no, I'm not married to my job. Like, that is not for me. So then I transitioned to emergency medicine. And that I like because it's shift work. You go in, you work very hard, and you leave. But you're not getting paged at nighttime by the nurses, and you're not, like, working weekends. I mean, yeah, I work on weekends, but at least I have another day off, you know? So
yeah,
emergency medicine was a better lifestyle for scheduling, you know? And I like emergency medicine. Like, I like that kind of work. And then, I don't know, my husband's into personal training and I'm in the hospital setting in the emergency room and we work a lot. Like, we work a lot. So then one day I was sitting on the couch, very tired. And I'm like, oh, so tired, so this, so that. And my five-year-old daughter sat next to me and she was like, "Mommy, are you happy?" And I was just like, "Oh, wow, wait a second, what's going on here?" Like, my five-year-old is seeing how unhappy I am, you know, like I'm just running the rat race. My husband's running the rat race. So that's when I had this revelation, like, wait a second, there should be a better way to do this. Right. So then, you know, the two of him we started talking. We're like, we can't always be working and not be with our daughter, you know. Then we came up with this idea of opening this boutique fitness and wellness studio. So this idea was like kind of like inspired by my daughter for two reasons. One is that she made me like kind of admit that I wasn't happy. And then the second reason was I want to be a better example. That's not the example I want her to see. You know, if my five-year-old can see that, that's terrible, you know? So anyway, we came up with this idea of this fitness and wellness studio. And he runs the fitness department of it. There's group fitness, one-on-one fitness, personal training, all kinds of fun stuff. And then I run the wellness. So in the back, we have massage, acupuncture, nutrition, medical consults. We kind of merged skill sets and opened this family business, right? So it's great, like the idea, the concept. I think our timing could have been worse in life. We opened February of 2020 and they closed this March of 2020 because of COVID. So, but that's okay. We transitioned our business plan. You know, we started doing COVID testing. We added that. We started doing Zoom workouts, Zoom classes, you know, like the rest of the world. We had a transition, you know. So we're still in business.
Great.
We're still making it happen.
Just for our audience, our listeners to know that you're located in Miami, Florida. This is where studio is. This is where, were you always a physician's assistant in Miami or did you ever practice in New York?
Yeah. So, thank you. Yeah. That reminds me. So when I graduated, we were living in New York and I practiced in interventional radiology. So I worked maybe a year and a half in New York before we moved to Florida. So, and then in Florida, it was neurosurgery, emergency medicine, and now my own practice. So
that's incredible. And now, do you do your own practice right out of Ocean Life Studio?
So, so I have a medical director here, and we do private consult. We don't bill insurances or anything like that. It's more like concierge medicine. So, and then I just kind of oversee all the other modalities. So we have this integrative team. So the whole concept is that somebody will either do fitness and then wellness and then rotate around the specialties. So, and our goal is so other people are healthy and happy. And, you know, because when we realized we weren't happy, it was like, well, everybody's like this, you know, it's not, this is actually the norm. It works and works and works, you know? So that was our goal.
Genius.
To get the community not working.
Yeah. And so what made you guys move to Miami?
Oh, so, you know, when we were looking at real estate in New York, it's really expensive. And we were like, okay, so what places do we want to look at? And we were like, okay, something with a beach, something with warm weather. So we were looking at California. And then California was very expensive for real estate. And then the commute and time change back to New York or back to like the East Coast, it was just a big time difference and a terrible flight. So in that process of looking at California, that's where we thought we were going. Somebody offered me a job in Miami. And we were like, oh, Miami, it's the same coast, it's easy to fly, you know? And we didn't even think of it. Like, I wasn't even in our radar because, you know, Miami Beach, you think nightclubs, like trashy, like drunk people. So we never even thought like, oh wait, people actually live there. So I went on this job interview and I hated the job, the whole idea job, this guy. But he did put it, Miami in our head. So I didn't take the job, but I ended up coming to Miami.
See, everything happens for a reason. And I have to say, Miami seems to suit you both very well, and Valentina.
Thank you. Yeah, we love it. Yeah.
What a beautiful name. You just enlightened me that, like, when I have always thought of a physician's assistant, I guess I've always just thought of them being in my family practice office, but boy, there's a whole bunch of different avenues you can take as a physician's assistant, tons of different departments. Which has been, like, your favorite department? Is that how you would describe it, to have worked in, or field?
So, like I said, I think neurosurgery is really cool. Like, to see a brain, like, pulsating. I mean, like, this is amazing. Like, you know, I think neurosurgeons are very smart. They're probably the smartest people, like, you'll ever meet. However, that lifestyle is very stressful, you know? So I wouldn't want to work there again. You know, I think I'm really grateful I got that opportunity, but I want to go back to that field for me, you know? Maybe if I was, like, a single young male or something like this, it would work out better, but you know, as a mom, and as, you know, like, I want to do other things in life, that was very hard. Emergency medicine is very hard. You never know what you're going to deal with. The work is super hard, but something super special about the team. There's this, like, brotherhood of, you know, like, between the doctor, the nurse, the PA, especially if you save someone's life. You know, you work so hard together to bring that person back to life. And after, like, 2 hours of sweating and working hard, there's this commodity, you know, and you don't get that in any other field, you know, like, I just haven't ever seen that anywhere else in the hospital, you know. So I think the team in the emergency room is really great. Like, I really like that. But again, it's long hours traveling with patients, and it has its plus and negatives, right? So
yeah.
Can only do so much of it.
And but, you know, JoJo does not shy away from hard work at all. So if she's saying it's too hard, then it is 100% very hard. So are you currently working as a PA in a hospital or in another setting, or are you full-time at Ocean Life?
Good question. So I quit 3 times. They've had 3 going away parties for me. 3 cakes. I was dealing with building my business, and we had problems with the permit, we had problems with the contractor, we had problems with the budget, like, you know. So I resigned on a certain date, and then my place wasn't ready. So I went back to Boston. I'm like, can I work another 6 months? Because there's delays. I'm like, of course, please come work for us. So then I opened the business after 2020, and I quit again. And then COVID happened, and they actually called me because they opened a whole COVID unit, and they were like, we need help, come back. So I went back the second time during the COVID phase. And then I'm like, okay, guys, it opened up again. My business is open up again. I'm leaving again. And I came back to the business, but it wasn't the same. You know, there's restrictions on the size of in the business. There's people afraid to be in the gym setting. So, like, financially, we were struggling. So I went back per diem. So I work per diem. So that means if they need me or if I need them, depending on my month, mm-hmm. you know. So, like, yes, I still work as a PA. And that's the beauty of medicine, you know, that you can come and go. So right now I work probably 4 or 5 shifts a month there. So
that's great.
Pay my bills.
So Joanna, do you do all of your per diem shifts right now back in the emergency room setting?
Yes, in the emergency room, which works out good because it can be scheduled randomly, right? Like throughout the day, throughout the week.
Okay.
I love this. So this podcast is going to be a really, like, real life, real time, Joanna's life. She's somewhere in Miami. We can hear the cars passing by. You're going to get to hear all of it. I love it.
So you're right in your studio. Cool. I want to talk. Yeah. I want to talk all about your studio now. So let's just, you know, hear all about it. what do you offer there? I know you said fitness and wellness, but like specifically what classes do you offer? I know you teach classes, you do virtual classes. Give us the whole spiel.
The whole right. So we have a vinyasa yoga, which is a flow yoga. But one of my favorite classes is Stillmace yoga. So not too many people are familiar with Stillmace yoga. It's a weighted bar. It's from India and it's unbalanced. So you do all the yoga poses with this weighted bar, and it's great for stability. It's great for strength training. And in South Florida, there's only 3 people certified. So it's great, very unique. So we have the Stillmace yoga. Then I got certified in aerial yoga. So it's with these silk hammocks. And it's so great because you do inversions. It's great for the spine. It's great for stretching. And again, not too many studios in South Florida, in Miami Beach, there's a yoga studio every 2 blocks, right? So you can find yoga everywhere. So I really decided to do things that you couldn't find like in every location. So the aerial yoga, not too many studios again in South Florida have aerial yoga. So that's my specialty, is the aerial yoga and the, my baby, aerial yoga and the Stillmace yoga. And then the vinyasa yoga, we do that just because people are so confused with the other two. They want to feel something normal. So if you want your regular, you know, yoga vinyasa, we have. So those are our yoga classes. And then my husband does a bunch of fitness. He does a boxing class, a fit fusion class. He does personal training. And he has a boot camp on the beach, which is great.
Oh, cool.
And then we do capoeira. It's a Brazilian martial art. That's how we actually originally met, was through capoeira. And then we have a whole kids program. So the kids program does capoeira, yoga. Sometimes we do a little family hula hoop class, like different things for the kids. So those are our fitness classes. And then for the wellness, like I said earlier, we do the massage, the acupuncture, nutrition, and then medical consults. And now COVID testing.
So. I love it. It's like a one-stop shop to getting all your needs met.
Yeah.
Can you give everyone a reason why they should try a capoeira class? Or maybe they shouldn't. Maybe it's not for everyone.
No, everyone should try it. So capoeira is a Brazilian martial arts. Yes, everyone should try it. So it's fun because it's to music. It's the only martial art to music, right? And so they develop this whole martial arts and they disguise it like a dance. So there's a lot of fluid movement and a lot of trickery, right? So I think it's good because it's strength training, there's acrobatics, there's dance, there's music, and then you learn a lot of the Brazilian culture. So there's something there for somebody.
And it's no contact, right?
There are some takedowns, like sweeps, right?
Okay.
But there's no like punching or striking. You know, the whole concept of the game is to keep moving. So if somebody kicks at your head, you're supposed to duck.
Yeah. Miriam took a lot. My sister Miriam took a lot of classes with you in New York City. I remember the nickname they gave her was Pajama because she wore pajama bottoms.
Class. Yes, she
loved
did.
It.
Yeah, what do you wear to class? Said, probably not pajama bottoms, but could you?
I mean, she did, but no, there's uniform pants and a top, and there's a cord system, like colored cord system, like karate or any other martial art. So
cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
What's your most popular class at the studio?
Most popular? I don't know. Like, I don't know how you define popular because, for example, like our Zumba class, we have a ton of women who come to the Zumba class, right? Because it's a very like Miami thing that he puts on Latin music and they're all moving. And, you know, I guess that one's popular, right? But the capoeira class, I think is, we've been teaching capoeira the longest. So those members we've had for years. So to me, it's a popular clash because I see the same people for like the last 10 years, you know? But my favorite is aerial class, but I only have 8 hammocks. So like, I really can't say it's that popular because there's only 8 spots.
Sure.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but yeah.
I just love all the thoughtfulness that you put into your business plan of really having an advantage of having just such unique services that not maybe like the average studio would have. So I just think that's so fascinating.
Thank you. Yeah. No, because in this neighborhood, there's a lot of places to go to. And then also like our challenge here in Florida is people want to be outside. So for us to bring, I mean, the beach is a block away. We have a beautiful park a block away. Like, so to bring them inside, you really need to attract them with something, you know, like the hammocks or, you know, something that they can't do outside. So that's kind of what I went with, the aerial and the steel mace and the boxing. So
I'm curious, if someone were to start their own business very similar to this, like what would some advice be that you would give them, maybe that you wish that you had received or maybe you did receive when opening your business?
Right. Good question. So, you know, I did all this business research before opening, so I thought I was prepared, but you know, everything they tell you, like double the income, you really need triple to start up, you know, like, cause there's so many surprises, you know? The other thing is, you know, the space. I put a lot of money and time into the space and the location's amazing. Like, I'm a block from the beach, there's parking, it's a great street level, people see us walking by, it's great space location wise, but there's so many complications in the actual space. Like, it leaks all the time, every time it rains, there's flooding in the back, there's multiple issues, and the landlord that I have is very difficult. So I just kind of wish I would have known prior, and I don't know how you would know this, like if someone was looking at a business, but I think having a more natural relationship with the people you're doing business with, like my landlord is absolutely impossible. You know, like COVID happened. He was standing at my door the day we reopened asking for the rent. I'm like, we've been closed. Like, give me a minute, you know, like take it easy. You know, and I hear so many other stories where other landlords gave them discounts or months off. Or so I really wish I would have known the person I was dealing with before I invested all this money and time here in this location, you know. So the location thing, I think having triple the amount of money, you know, because like I had enough for startup things, but then like construction became an issue and this became an issue and this became an issue and basically ran out of money during COVID, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you can't plan for COVID, but you should always plan for something, right? Like, so I think anyone's trying to start a business, just plan for the unknown, you know, and then be ready to pivot, you know, ready to change your business strategy. You know, like I did this whole business plan. I thought the whole community would come to me and love me and do this whole thing. And I don't have the whole community, you know, like, I don't know if it's because of COVID. I don't know if people's schedule. I don't know what. So like I pivoted again, my business strategy this year. Like now we're doing weekend retreats. And that wasn't in my original business plan. Like we're having this 3-day weekend where people come to Florida and they get this experience of this unique studio and the beach, and they get this really great experience. They get a massage, you know, like what mother has time to do that, you know, like a little mommy and me getaway, you know, get away and get a massage. So I had to add this new vision 2 years down the line, because that wasn't part of the original business plan. Like I thought I was going to be a community person, you know.
Yeah,
but it didn't happen like that. It didn't, you know, it didn't happen. So I'm like, okay, if my community's not coming, where else can I reach out to? So now, like, I market to New York, I market to Chicago, I market to Atlanta, any place cold, come to Miami, you know. So I guess, you know, with that said, the advice is be ready to change, you know, make a change, you know, like, don't stop your business, just change it, you know. So,
well, when I hear how you've pivoted, I've been fangirling you for so long. It makes incredible sense to me, because I'm guaranteeing that our listeners can get you're about fun. You're about, like, I can tell, like, if I went there, I feel like I would be taken care of, and I just feel like all of my needs would be met. And wow, it's kind of like a no-brainer. I'm so surprised. That's so awesome that's how you've moved and pivoted to, because I can't imagine that you're not going to be super successful in offering that. How cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're just a really neat pick. So kudos for you for doing that.
Thank you.
Are you offering, I know you did some virtual during COVID, during lockdown, I guess. Are you still offering virtual classes? And then two, tell everybody when your next few retreats are. Give us the dates.
Yes.
So yes, virtual is definitely a big part of our business. You know, and I tell people the traffic here in Miami is terrible. So say if you're stuck at the office and you don't think traffic, you're going to get here in time, I say stay in the office and just log in, Zoom in, you know. The other thing is moms, if you don't get a babysitter on time or you can't afford it, just stay home. The kid can crawl behind you as you do yoga, you know, like, so I still promote virtual a lot, because I think in our lifestyle, we need that option still, whether we're stuck at work, whether we don't have childcare, whether, I don't know. Oh, vacationers, like Snake would always lose his clients when they went on vacation. You know, and he only makes money if they're in town. Now he makes them stay on schedule. Okay, I'll see you Monday in the hotel or Wednesday in the hotel. So they stay in their routine and he still keeps his salary. You know, there's not this wax and waning of his salary. So he's doing much better with virtual. So, yeah. So I think virtual is here to stay for us, you know?
Good. I like it.
Retreats. So, tell us all about your retreats.
The retreats. Oh yeah, I'm so happy with the retreats. So we're doing it the second and fourth weekend of every month. So it's pre-programmed throughout the year. I already have it booked out. I have a local hotel that I partner with here on the beach. And so in the retreat, I have two different packages. One is called Lotus Package. And it focuses on serenity and peace. There's all kinds of yoga. There's a detox supplement. So you'll do a detox supplement kit. You'll take the pills and the juices. And after that 3 days, hopefully you're rejuvenated, right? The second package is Lion. And it focuses on strength training. So my husband does boot camp on the beach and all kinds of like personal training. And then you take a supplement for metabolism, to boost your metabolism. So after those 3 days, it's like a Kickstarter, right? So those are the two packages that we offer, depending if you want to just kind of detox and be a lotus, or if you want to be a lion and build strength. So those are the two packages. And then with those packages, you get acupuncture and massage.
Oh, so, cool.
You know, yeah. And you know, we're marketing like, oh, you know, get away from your like daily grind, which goes back to how I started the business. You know, I was so burnt out with life, just work, that I wasn't happy. So like, you know, other people might be working too hard, or maybe they need a break from their kids, or maybe, you know, it's their birthday, or maybe like, who knows, but like, this is what I'm marketing to, like, you know, have 3 days of bliss.
That's amazing. And can people sign up right on the website?
Yes, yeah, Ocean Life Studios or an Eventbrite or Mind Body. So three different options to find it. Yeah.
That's so great. So we'll put in the show notes your website, your Instagram. We'll put all the information for people that anyone's interested in coming to your studio. I know I am. I've been wanting to for a long time.
So I didn't tell you my long-term goals, but so Ocean Life Studios, our first one here, because it's right by the ocean. I want to open the same concept in New York and call it City Life. So it'll be in Manhattan, City Life Studio. And then our third one's going to be in Colorado. My husband loves Colorado. So it's going to be Mountain Life Studio. So we'll have three studios, Ocean Life, Mountain Life, and City Life. And then my goal was to live 3 months in each location.
I love it. I love
That's
it so
my
much.
Ultimate goal.
I want to be Valentina.
I know. So I can...
my next life.
You know, and again, like virtual schooling is an option now, you know, so like now I don't have to wait till she's done with school. Like I can like put this into action sooner, you know. So yeah, once we work out all the kinks here in Florida, then we'll start New York and then Colorado. And yeah.
Oh, it's so cool. Oh, I'm so excited for that. Yeah. Okay, so we do have some fun rapid fire. Before we get into those though, tell us a little more about your personal life. I know you obviously mentioned your husband Snake, Valentina. You know, you have all these roles. So how do you balance it all? Really, I want to know every single tip you have on balancing.
Balancing
and I know
life,
you touched on it a lot, but just opening the studio for one is helping you balance it, but give us all the details.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I've always been a list person. Like, you know, my husband's like, oh my God, you with the list. But this is how like I function. You know, this is my functioning personality. So I think creating a list of like what makes you happy or doesn't make you happy. Like you really need to recognize that, because sometimes we get in routines. Like we get in routines and we're not even aware of like, you know, so I always make up my happy list and not happy list, and I see what I can change on them. And then I make my changing list. How can I change this? How can I change that? So whether it's changing career paths or changing the circle around you, you know, your friends are really important, your support system, mm-hmm. you know, like all the different things in life that I've been able to handle is the friends around me. You know, so I mean, I don't have time to like hang out and have coffee or drinks and cocktails, but I can call somebody or send somebody a text, or you know, like I have people that can make me laugh. You know, like this is so important because life sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think the only time like kind of like I can give back to myself is through my friendships, you know, my little circles of people. I guess between my list and my friends would be my advice on just keeping a sanity, you know. Otherwise, like it's hard, very hard.
What do you any advice on working with your spouse? I know some of our listeners are in the same position that you're in, and I'm sure that's got to be a little tricky at times, just like it is working with anyone. But
exactly. That's a great question.
Out of
that's
another level.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So again, I have my work list and then my home list, and I try not to pass them over. So when I'm at home, I try. It's not always guaranteed, but I try. I'll be like, I don't bring up all the things that need to be done at the studio, you know? And then we have a dedicated time once a week that we talk about the studio, like it's our dedicated, I mean, little things like pick up toilet paper, something like this, I can tell them. But we have our weekly meeting, and then I keep my list in my, like I have a little list in my phone, and at the weekly meeting, I go through like all the things I need him to do at the studio, or vice versa. Otherwise, it's too much, you know? Like I was texting him all the time during the startup phase. You know, there were just so many details, and I think I was overwhelming him. So I think this dedicated meeting time has really helped us kind of like get things done.
That is a great tip.
But I don't overwhelm him. I mean, obviously, like I'm the one that's the type A and he's not. He's like, oh, get done. I'm like, no, da 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 da. So I think our personalities complement each other. But we had to find this middle ground of when to meet or when to talk or when to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So that helps. That's been helpful.
I have a funny story. So before we had kids, me, Bill, and Canella and Snake all went to Telluride, Colorado. Joanna and I did the yoga festival there. It was like a long weekend, I guess we went for. And Bill and Snake went mountain biking while we were doing yoga, and Snake fell on his bike, and he like, I think he cut his leg pretty bad, and we're back in the room, and he like finally tells you, and you're like, let me see it, let me see it. And he didn't, he wouldn't let you look at it. And you're like, this is what I do. I work in an emergency room. Let me look at this gash on your leg. Yeah. It was just the funniest interaction.
Yes, it's still like that. Things haven't changed.
The yin and yang.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we're ready for a rapid fire question.
Yes. Let's... All right.
All right. Dig in, Sarah.
Okay. Decaf or regular coffee?
Regular.
Joanna hates decaf. She hates decaf. She thinks it should never exist. Like, it's pointless. It's so funny.
Agreed.
Apparently, my dad served her decaf once, and she's still mad about it to this day.
Do you currently have a favorite song?
A favorite song? Oh my gosh. Do I have a favorite song? No, I mean, yes, Whitney Houston. I believe the children are our future.
Oh yeah, I think I knew that actually.
You know, one of our podcast guests before you, Colleen, Whitney Houston is her like absolute favorite person in the world too. So you have something in common with another one of our guests.
Oh, that's great. Very cool. Very cool.
So we know you're very into fashion. What outfit makes you feel the most confident in?
Most confident in? So I started this thing. I know we'll talk about it later, but when I got sick, I started to boost my spirit. I started buying crowns.
I love it.
So when I dress up, I always wear crowns. They're like little tiaras. Some are pearls, some are diamonds, some are feathers. It's different styles. So I think right now my biggest thing are my crowns.
I love it.
I've always been over the top, but now I allow myself to do whatever.
I love how your modest self just snuck in your sickness, that you're a breast cancer survivor. So for all of our guests listening, we're going to get to that, but that was extremely modest. She is a heck of a woman.
Yes, that will definitely be hard too.
Yes, yeah. That wears crowns. So do you, if you could visit anywhere on earth, where would you want to visit?
Oh, there's so many places. There's so many places. I don't know. We've been talking a lot about Japan. We love Japanese food. Like sushi is one of my favorite foods. We love sake. I love it, like incense. I always buy Japanese incense. I don't know. Japan.
Okay, let's go with Japan. Yeah.
How many tattoos do you have?
Oh, good question. There's a funny story about this is that my husband, we always get our tattoos together, my husband and I. So we've always like gotten them at the same time, the same place. And one time he went with a friend. And I was so mad. I'm like, oh my God, he has more tattoos than me. And oh, like, how did he do this? And my friend was like, let him beat you at something. Like, let him be better at something. Like, give him this opportunity. And the way she said this was like, oh, okay. Like, I stopped, like, but I was mad. I was so mad. Like, how do you get a tattoo without me? So anyways, I'm at 12 and he's at 13 and I'm letting him beat me at something.
Something.
Do you have a favorite tattoo out of the 12 that you have?
Do I have a favorite? Maybe my dragon. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I'm born the year of the dragon. One of my favorites, I think.
The year of the dragon. It looks beautiful from here. Our poor listeners can't see it. Take our words for it.
Okay, snowboarding or surfing?
Oh my gosh, surfing. I hate being cold.
I know, but I know you like to snowboard too, so.
I only go for the family or my husband. Yeah, surfing in Brazil.
So we asked this to all of our guests because we're drawn to our guests for a reason, but we know that your girl gang is just as impressive as the girl gang that drew us to you. So who in your girl gang is someone that we need to have on our podcast?
Who you should have on your podcast? Ooh, that's a good question. There's so many amazing women I know. Yeah, there's so many great people. Let's see. Oh, boy. I would have to say my friend Annette. Annette Caswell is her name. Well, her married name's Annette Mueller. I'll send you her information. But she's amazing. She's a mother of two. She was a nurse practitioner. And her and her husband are similar story to mine. She opened a business in Maine. A wellness business. So she did really well with it. And then she kind of has been in this process of selling her business and she moved back to Miami. And so she still does online, like again, she pivoted. She does online clients and she's amazing. Like this whole thing of balancing motherhood, balancing being a wife, owning a business, running a business, and she's doing it from out of state. That's super impressive, you know, that she's here in Florida and she can still run the business. So yes, Annette would be awesome. You would love her.
Perfect.
For sure.
Annette, we're coming for you if you're listening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so we didn't even talk about it. But you were diagnosed with breast cancer at the end of 2020, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we definitely want to talk about it. We'll have you back for part two. I know a lot of people will want to hear your story. I know you're going to have lots of words of inspiration for them, anybody going through it too. But you had a hard couple of years.
For sure.
Not just with COVID.
So let me just frame this though, right? Breast cancer, COVID, opened own business.
Yes.
Yeah, basically. Yes, basically.
I feel like you should have probably started with that framework so that they get like this wasn't just COVID pivoted to the wellness business.
Yeah.
My Lord. It's incredible. And your mom. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, that was probably one of the hardest. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about everything, but just being like, again, I always want to be a good example to my daughter, you know, and just being strong and healthy and like giving her the confidence that I'm going to be okay, even though some days I didn't think I was going to be okay. Like, I really got scared in the beginning thinking, wow, this might all end for me, you know, like it really scared me. And so, but that momentum of like, oh, I'll put on a good face for my daughter, or be confident for my daughter. That's kind of was a big part of, I think, making it through the recovery, you know.
Part two, it's gonna be amazing.
Yes. She's really amazing. You know, I have been in awe of pretty much every guest we have on, but I have been in awe of Joanna my entire life, so this is just such a pleasure. You're my favorite cousin. I'll say it now. I don't care.
Thank you. Thank you. Me too.
This is not the first time she said it. So I can vouch that she says that constantly.
And that's if you awesome. Haven't guessed, Joanna's the reason I started dancing too. I wanted to be just like her.
We used to dance in their basement and do performances.
Oh yeah. We have it on video. I'll show you sometime, Nikki.
Yes, scary. Very scary. But
I'm so glad I got to meet you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share your story with us.
Yes.
You're incredible.
Likewise.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Her Beautiful Hustle podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Her Beautiful Hustle. You can follow Nicolette at The Good LC and Sarah at Sass Tips. If you like this episode, please do us a favor and leave us a review. We would so appreciate it. If you would like to be a guest or know someone who would be a great guest on our show, email herbeautifulhustle@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram. Come tell us your story.
Oh no, we can't hear you.
We'll just take a quick break. Hear from our sponsors.
So we're self-scheduling.
Ocean Life Studio is located in Miami Beach, Florida. You can get all of your medical, physical needs met there.